You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Gerald Washington, the Executive Director of the United Way of Murray-Calloway County, and TAP 216 owner Ben Ballard, here to discuss the 15th Street Festival. It's happening this Saturday in Murray from 10 until 10. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Tracy. Thank you so much.
Well, getting a festival going is it's a beast, as you both know. So tell me, when did the genesis of this idea start?
I guess if you don't mind me talking, TAP has been joined up with United Way for the last couple of years doing a beer fest. And we had a little bit of difficulty with our timing this year, with our vendors, and you know, even those type of events take a lot to get everybody lined up. So you know, we decided that if we're going to miss out on that opportunity this year, that maybe we had some extra time to try to prepare to get an event for the summer. So we chose the event for the summer. We felt like we could get a lot more people involved by not doing just a beer fest, but trying to broaden the horizon there a little bit and get, you know, family-oriented conversations into it, and you know, which is exactly what this Murrayfest United is. It's going to be a huge family event. There's stuff to do for, you know, the kids, and all the way up, you know, to the adults. But basically, from that is where this conversation took place and started to generate into this idea, which is now finally coming true. So,
and Tracy, the idea is to, we had two great goals in mind. We think two winning goals. One was to try to highlight this unique corridor and what it means to the city. In fact, being a bordering Murray State, but you have some unique businesses that are just simply less than represented generally in the marketing efforts by the city. And then secondly, this is a fundraiser for United Way. We make no pretense that this has been a tough year, a challenging year for most nonprofits. And this is a way for us to try to recoup some of the interest among people and the visibility among our community about nonprofits who are a very valuable service. So they've got a dozen nonprofits that are involved in this, and they have several booths that are out there. So you can see a sense how important the nonprofit community is to Murray. So that combined winning combination has made this an exciting event for us.
What are the physical parameters of the space upon which the festival will take place Saturday?
We've looked at Lower Olive, where the barbershop campus cuts from there all the way bordering Murray State to Main Street and crossing Main, remaining on 15th. To Corvette Lanes and Alley Steakhouse. So we have basically covered that entire 15th Street from Lower Olive, joining 15th Street all the way down to the 15th Street on the other side of Main. We will have people and music and fun games all the day.
And logistically, how difficult is it to kind of block that area off? Has the city been receptive and helpful in the process?
Yes, they definitely, you know, we've had a couple meetings with them. We originally wanted to block the entire road off, but they had some concerns about that coming into the first year, you know, having to do with, they're always looking at it from a hazard standpoint. Yeah. What could the worst case scenario be? So they asked that we don't block the road off this year, but that if we can have a successful one, that we can reopen that conversation next year. So, you know, we were really hoping to be able to conquer a larger space. But they still worked with us on a lot of things and allowed us, you know, quite a bit of leeway with sound ordinance and things like that. And we're hoping that'll kind of, you know, snowball into, you know, becoming an annual thing that next year we can really shut the whole road down and provide a safe space for our whole community to be a part of. So
now we have slowed the traffic down like maybe less than 5 miles an hour, and we've channeled the traffic parking off into the Murray parking lot. So we think we can control the traffic, and we have crossing guards at Main to make sure that there's no hazard. And the State Highway Department is putting up signs about pedestrian traffic ahead, so slow down, be careful. So we work with what we have, and we think we can make it look manageable.
Well, tell us about what some of the events happening are. What do you want to highlight about the festival Saturday?
Well, obviously, you know, we've tried to create a couple different things that are going to get people in of all ages. So music, you know, obviously is going to be the main highlight of the festival, but at the same time, the number of events that are going to be taking place down at the bowling alley side of things, too, have really been a huge help. Brandon, the owner of the Alley Steakhouse, has been generous enough. He just bought a place called Kentucky Shores up in Marshall County, and they do, it's kind of a small theme park concept, and they're actually going to be bringing a ton of those rides and things like that to the bowling alley parking lot. So the features, literally, I mean, it's almost like, what do you like, and whether it be food, whether it be boutiques and the vendors, you know, they call Murray the boutique capital of the state right now because of
plenty.
All the, and it's a good thing. And those are small businesses, and that's kind of what we're able to highlight through this festival is all of the what's going on locally. And so, you know, we're providing all of those things. So from entertainment, you know, to kid games, they're opening up, they're doing the grand opening of their laser tag center at the bowling alley, on Saturday as well. So you've got, you know, a ton of activities. And if you just want to come and hang out and listen to good music, you can do that too and eat some good food.
What are some of the bands that are going to be there this year?
We've got about 10 groups this year. Some of them will just be acoustic acts, but I'll run down the list real quick. We've got Olivia Faye. I know a lot of people hear of her locally. She's actually got two gigs that day, so we got lucky to get her in on the front end, and then she'll be down in Tennessee that evening. Ryan Gilchrist, he's been a part of a couple bands in the area that are just phenomenal. Kayla Little, she, you know, and a couple of these folks are Murray State. You know, they go to school here. She's got a band called Little by Little that's in the area, and a lot of people know of her. Micah Green, if you've got a top five local best guitarist ever, that he's got to be on your list.
Absolutely.
So he'll be coming down from Louisville. We got him to sneak down for us. Andrew O'Rourke, he's really, really talented. He's an entertainer. He knows what he's doing. He's going to come in early that day and you know, provide some, you know, real good tunes for everybody. Melanie Davis, I know everybody loves her. She actually sang the national anthem at graduation for Murray State this year. And then, of course, is, you know, plays at our restaurant all the time. Josh Brown, he's also in town, local, he's flat-out entertainer, man. The last time he played at Tap, he was barefoot. I think people loved that. He comes in, he gets comfortable, and he knows how to rock a crowd. Stephen Green, he's part of the Drunken Poets. I think we're going to get to sneak him on. I was hoping to get the whole band, but I think they've got other obligations that night. Leading into, you know, what I would call our main event or our headliners, they're called The Head. They are out of Atlanta. They've been on a European tour and I think just got back in town. And one of them has ties to Murray State. So they just happened to be in the area and we got really lucky with getting them on board. They had heard about it and said, hey, we'd love to be a part of that and help out. If anybody has been keeping up with WKMS, the Battle of the Bands that you guys just had, Quilt City Hustle, mm-hmm. which is out of Paducah, mm-hmm. We got them on board, which is really convenient. That expands us outside of Murray just a little bit, but at the same time, it keeps it relatively local, and it ties us in with the radio stations, you know, the entertainment that we're doing, and some of the things even maybe that Paducah's doing a little bit. So, and then to top the night off, there's a group here called Barely Blue. Mm-hmm. Another guy, he goes by Cookie, mm-hmm. and if you've never heard him play guitar, it will be worth your time to come and spend a little time with us that night to see him play. So, but that's the group, that's the main 10. And then, of course, we'll have, you know, all kinds of fun music playing in between sets and all that. We'll have a DJ out there playing all day. So I think it's going to turn out to be a really good thing. Very, lots of different music, mm-hmm. but at the same time, still family oriented, and you can be any age and come enjoy yourself at this. So.
I've got to say, it's a very well selected musical lineup. It is. Gerald, you were about to say something before I asked about this.
It's such a large selection of vendors. We have the United Way Agency. There are about a half a dozen of them who will be there. So you get a chance to see up what and hear from PASAC. What do they do in CASA? Needline, so you get a sense of where your dollars go and why they make a difference in our community. But also, we have some tremendous, again, it's been mentioned, a variety of foods, the variety of banking institutions that have been supportive. FNB, for example, is our largest sponsor, and we just can't thank them enough. But it gives you a full flavor of the variety of, as you say, boutique shops, food vendors, ice cream, snow cones. I mean, the kids will love it. I mean, for example, there's a train that literally goes around the area that kids will get a chance to enjoy, climbing walls, laser tag. I mean, it's going to be fun all the way around.
Was there anything else that you need everybody to know ahead of the events on Saturday?
Well, it's one day, and so we'll start at 10, and we'll go approximately 10. But it's a full day, and we're claiming no rain, so we'll need a chance to just get out from the rain we have now, so we can get a chance to just enjoy on a good day.
I think it's important too to let people know this event is free. There will be some activities that you can pay to do while you're there, but overall the music is free. And this is supported by all of the local businesses who paid to help this go along, whether they were paying to have a sponsor or to have tent space or any of that. This is supported completely by all of the local vendors.
And those proceeds go toward the United Way agency that we're displaying that day.
Absolutely so. And like you said, all that money raised goes right to it.
Straight.
And you'll get a chance to come see those agencies for yourself. So, I don't know a better way to tie our community together than something like this.
Absolutely.
Well, Ben, Gerald, thank you so much for stopping by and talking about the festival with me today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We're Murray State's 91.3 WKMS, where every listener support matters at WKMS.org.
It's Wednesday, May 30th. The Murray Art Guild invites the public to attend the opening reception of local art.